Good morning, caller. Hello, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Which newspapers carry the issue about the child and the cell phone with the sexually explicit material?
It's the Express.
Oh, all right, I'll check it out. Also, that issue raises several issues that should be debated. Did the child have a right to privacy there? Did the teacher have the right to search the child's cell phone? I'm not judging here. I'm putting out the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Sexually explicit material always makes their way into the hands of adolescents. When I was a young boy, it was about sneaking around Playboy, Penthouse, and Hustler magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it is more graphic
and
passed via computer and cell phones. If the sexually explicit material was unsolicited, then the issue is also about dealing with spam, like on computers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, parents can buy basic cell phones for their children that do not have all those fancy features. But the children could still find other ways to satisfy their sexual curiosities. At the end of the day, censorship isn't really going to solve it in the long term. And there's no easy way around allowing youth to learn about and safely explore their sexual curiosities, thus neutralizing any extreme negative effects of some sexually explicit material.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'll say for now.
All right, but certainly enough issues there for some kind of debate. But in the minds of many people, a child and a right having pornographic material, and two, no adult should be sending, and an 18-year-old is an adult, should be sending pornographic material
from the reports. From the reports, well, it was unsolicited.
Yeah, apparently, he simply sent it off. It's not that they asked him to send it.
So far,
well, we don't know that.
That's what I'm saying, based on the reports thus far.
Yeah.